There even seems to be a sense these days that the issue is precisely the closing of the American frontier. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's not the right wing that gets that faster than the left wing does. Because the left wing traditionally orients to a European world standpoint, and the right wing traditionally orients to a frontierist anti-European standpoint that sees America as poisoned by continued relationships, entanglements in Europe, that sees America as liberated, as a land where democracy and capitalism happily coexist, only on the condition that this frontier keeps moving, that we keep expanding the world space available to our enterprise, available to the entrepreneur, like Howard Hughes, like H.L. Hunt, like Getty, like all these Southwestern moguls, the entrepreneurial capitalists, much more wealthy as individuals than the Yankee counterparts, but commanding nothing like the empires of Yankee scope. Howard Hughes, for example, people say is worth $3 or $4 billion. Compared to that, David Rockefeller is Piker. A few hundred million is all he's worth. But the empire that Hughes sits on ends with him, with that $4 billion. The empire that David Rockefeller sits on goes to $400 billion, maybe, who knows really. But at least in this kind of stepwise disparity of relationships, we can get a sense of the interstices in which the cowboy-Yankee gunplay or conflict takes place.